What's up, guys? It is May 1st, and we are talking NFL draft. Just the first round, because, you know, maybe we'll do some second round picks. Probably not getting into, like, third or fourth or fifth, and definitely not seventh. That's just too many people, too many players, and too many guys that, to be honest, won't make the teams they're on right now. So, let us begin. Now, the biggest one of them all, the Mac Daddy, pick number one by the Cleveland Browns,
Baker Mayfield. I mean, in my opinion, I think it kind of makes sense to draft the guy who's the most accurate first overall, who had the least amount of turnovers. I mean, that's logical, right? I mean, just because he's not 6'3 and he's 6'1 or whatever he is. He's not short. He's just not as tall as most NFL quarterbacks. I don't know, man. I mean, the Browns needed a quarterback. They did. And they needed, this was the year to get one. So, you know, I don't know how any of these guys' careers are going to play out. Honestly, I think the NFL and ESPN overhyped all these guys. I don't think any of them were as good as anyone said they were. I do think Baker Mayfield is the best prospect coming out just because, well, A, he's the most accurate, like I already said, but B, he's the only guy who ever, like, won anything. You know, like, I don't even know if USC was in the playoffs. UCLA was terrible. And Wyoming, you know, Josh Allen only had, like, 16 touchdowns senior year of college with, like, 8 interceptions. Top 10 draft pick. I don't know. I think they may have wanted to do a little dramatization, you know. I mean, a lot of people watched the draft, so it worked out really good for them. But I don't think this is going to be, like, the year that Big Ben and, you know, Phillip and Eli all got drafted. I just don't. I don't think these guys are that good. But you know what? I'm not an NFL GM, so it's not really my choice. But next we got Saquon Barkley. You know, I think the pick makes sense for the Giants. You know, if they were not high on any of these quarterbacks, like I'm not, I mean, it just makes sense. You know, you could have gone Barkley or you could have gone Chubb. You know, I think the running back's a sexier pick. ESPN's been pushing this dude super hard. And he's like a good character guy, so, you know, that's always a good thing to add to your franchise, especially when you had the train wreck of last year, you know what I mean? So, I mean, it makes sense. I don't know if this guy is going to be like Adrian Peterson or Marshall Faulk, that caliber of running back. When I turn on the film, I don't see anything that just like totally knocks my socks off. I mean, I think he's very good and he's elusive, but, yeah, honestly, I don't see this guy being a superstar. I don't see him like, you look at a guy like Alvin Kamara, who was just ripped apart the league last year, and I don't know, was he like a third round pick? So, yeah, I don't know. I mean, I get the branding, marketing aspect of the pick, but, you know, I mean, hey, if you want to try to get one more Super Bowl or playoff run out of Eli, this is probably the move. I would argue that Chubb would have probably been the better move because you won your Super Bowls by hitting Tom Brady with a defensive end, not with a running back. So, I get the pick, but I'm not in love with it. Sam Darnold, number 3 to the Jets. Bet they're pretty excited about that. You know, I think, if you're going to discount accuracy and winning, Sam Darnold was the best of the quarterbacks. You know, and that sounds harsh maybe, but it kind of is what it is, you know. I mean, You know, I remember when he was like a freshman or something, and he was supposed to be like the greatest quarterback to come out of college in a long time. And he definitely, you know, like I said, USC didn't do anything. So, but I mean, maybe just got their guy. I don't know. We'll find out. I bet you he will be starting a lot faster than people think. You know, I feel bad for those Jets fans, though, man. They got to have some bad memories of Mark Sanchez in USC. But you know what's really crazy is I was watching, I don't know why, you know. Well, I'm a Bears fan, and so Mark Sanchez was on the Bears last year. And he didn't play at all, really. I think he was just there to coach Mitch Trubisky on how to be a professional. And, you know, so I turned on the Mark Sanchez film, and I was like, damn, dude, he was lighting shit up in college. Like, his highlight film was crazy good. And I looked at that, and I was like, man, maybe you don't know what you're going to get with these guys when they come out. But, I mean, as a Jets fan, you got to be a little... Because I don't think Darnold's film was as good as Sanchez's was. And now you got this guy coming in, and... I mean, he seems like he's got the right mindset. He's like, his character should be fine. Seems pretty even keel, so I don't think, you know, the bright lights of New York will be a problem, but I don't think that's why people have problems in New York, you know, like the media likes to say. I think it's because they're bad at sports. Because New York really doesn't have any good sports teams right now except for the Yankees, you know. But yeah, I mean, I get why they did the pick. They moved up. They got the best guy on their board. Everyone had connected them to Josh Rosen for a long time, and then Baker Mayfield towards the end. But obviously Baker was gone, and Rosen was destined to slide. Yeah, how about that? That guy kind of acting a little bit like Jay Cutler, huh? If Jay Cutler had slid down the draft, a little bit snarky, a little arrogant. Well, let's see you play, kid, before you're telling everyone. I'll get to him when we get there. But, all right, so we got number four.
Who went number four? Oh, Denzel Ward.
Yeah. I was actually really surprised by this pick. I think the Browns surprised everyone with both their picks. I think the, you know, if Denzel Ward is as good as people said he was, then it makes sense. He was actually a guy I was hoping the Bears might get, but I'm very happy with who the Bears got. But yeah, I mean, if Denzel Ward is as good as everyone says he's going to be, then it makes sense. You just got rid of Joe Hayden, which, I don't know, I feel like you probably could have afforded to keep Joe Hayden on the team and draft a Denzel Ward, but, you know, whatever. I don't know their budget, so... They did what they thought they had to do. Got rid of Joe Hayden and brought in Denzel Ward with the number four pick. Hey, I mean, this is passing league. You need good corners if you want to win. So if he pans out, they might have a good team pretty soon here because they're just stockpiling players. Got a little traffic anguish going on right here. But anyways, yeah, so Denzel Ward, I mean, not a ton to say. You know, I didn't watch a ton of Ohio State football. But, you know, they're always cranking out great pros, especially on defense, a la Joey Bosa. But, yeah, so number five, Bradley Chubb. Bet you the Broncos were psyched about this. I know Von Miller was super psyched about this. He's dancing around like a crazy person, which is cool, man. You know, he wanted the Broncos to get this guy, and they got him. And, you know, the Broncos... probably going to be bad again this year, let's be honest. Case Keenum, I don't know. Case Keenum, I watched both the games where he played the Bears, and granted the Bears didn't have a very good year, but I think he's a quarterback that doesn't lose games for you, and he contributes to the win. I don't think you win because of Case Keenum, but, you know, I think he helps... You know, he adds to the group effort of winning, and he doesn't lose games for you. Definitely got overpaid. Yeah, everyone got overpaid this offseason. Ridiculous. Mark my words, Kirk Cousins, this works out terribly for the Vikings. I guarantee it. That's kind of a tangent, but I'm telling you right now, they are crazy by doing it. I mean, Case Keenum versus Kirk Cousins is not a $60 million difference. That's insane. So, you know, whatever. Like I said, I'm not a GM. So, but yeah, Bradley Chubb, I think he's a really good player. The best defensive player in the draft, besides my boy Roquan. But, you know, I mean, they got a steal. Everyone thought he was going to be gone by then. A lot of people thought he was going to the Giants. A lot of people thought he was going to the Browns, too, but neither one of those things happened. And, yeah, so the Broncos got a player they were really high on. I think everyone was pretty high on, but, you know, that's just kind of the way the draft goes sometimes, you know, is weird things happen that nobody can expect, and players fall. So, yeah, Bradley Chubb to the Bronx. Next we got Quentin Nelson from Notre Dame. Some people say is the best player in the draft, or the second best behind Saquon Barkley. He's huge and he's really strong. I don't know how good of a pass blocker he is. I guess we're gonna find out. I actually really wanted the Bears to get him. That was my first choice for the Bears, but the Colts are still in denial that their quarterback's ever coming back, which is obviously not happening. That should be clear now. You don't play for... I don't even think he finished 2 years ago. I don't think he finished the season 2 years ago. He didn't play at all last year. I don't know if there was a setback or what's going on, but... I mean, if I'm a Colts fan, I'm in fire alarm, red alert, worried about Andrew Luck, for sure. I mean, he was really good when he came out, and now he can't do anything on the sideline. And so they got this big, giant offensive lineman, which, honestly, regardless of Andrew Luck, I think it was a good pick. Let's say... I don't know. We'll know what's going on with Andrew Luck after this year, I think. If he doesn't play this year, I think you are definitely looking at them potentially drafting someone else. I don't know if Jacoby Brissett's a long-term answer. I mean, I think he played pretty well for coming in as short notice as he did. But, I think it was a good pick. I think he's a good player. I don't know if it's a perfect pick, you know. I always think they over-exaggerate the athleticism a lot of these offensive linemen. And for all these dominating highlights they talk about with Quentin Nelson, I just, like, the film, it was just like, I mean, yeah, he's playing good, but you're acting like this guy is the greatest offensive lineman that's ever lived, and I just don't see that. But I think he'll probably have a good pro career. I don't know if he'll be a 10-time All-Pro like they keep saying he's going to be. I think that's kind of dramatic, but like I said, I think that's what they're going for this year, is that every player was the best player in the draft and the best player at their position. So the Colts want to keep Andrew Luck alive, and they want to keep Jacoby Brissett alive, which is more likely what's going to happen, because, I don't know, when they don't give you a timetable, they still haven't... Andrew Luck, I remember this press conference I was watching a couple months ago, he still didn't give an actual timetable, and it's like, dude, you haven't played in like 2 years. What do you... You don't know when you're going to come back? You can't give us an answer? So, like I said, red alert, fire alarm on that dude's career, and which is really sad because he's a good character guy, and... I don't think he's never gotten in trouble with the law or anything like that. And it just sucks that someone's, it always sucks when people's careers end abruptly. And I hope that's not what happens to him, but I think it totally might be. Who got number 7? That was Josh Allen, I believe, which is the craziest thing I've ever seen in my life, man. I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, but I'm pretty damn sure he had like 16 touchdowns his senior year of college. And if you play at Wyoming and you're going to be a top 10 draft pick as a quarterback, you got to have more than 16 touchdowns. Like, that's crazy. And I watched a few of those highlights, and a lot of receivers making plays on those catches. So, you know, the Bills have a tendency to, I don't know, not believe in Tyrod Taylor for whatever reason. I mean, I don't think Tyrod Taylor is the greatest quarterback in the world, but thought he was getting some shade from the Bills there. Maybe it was better that they just, you know, traded him. But if I could call out anyone to bust out of these quarterbacks, it's Josh Allen for sure. I mean, trust me, with my time watching Jay Cutler, a big arm doesn't mean anything when you're throwing it to the wrong team. And, you know, I mean, like I said, if you're not at a big-time D1 school, like Wyoming's, I'm pretty sure D1, but it's definitely not like a big-time football, you know, juggernaut. And you're throwing half as many interceptions as you are touchdowns, and you're not even throwing 20 touchdowns, like, man, you... In what world does that get better in the NFL? You know, I mean, I just don't get it. I mean, I get the arm strength. It's, like, cool and everything, but it kind of goes back to what I was saying about Baker Mayfield and why I kind of agree with that pick is if the guy's accurate and he wins, what do you want to do? You want to win football games, right? Not throw laser-sharp touchdown passes. Or, well, you do, but you don't know if he's going to throw touchdowns or interceptions on Josh Allen. So, yeah, man. And it sounds like maybe I'm being a little negative with this draft, but, you know, I'm really trying to look at it objectively, and I think the NFL overhyped a lot of these guys. And, you know, I don't know that any of these guys are going to pan out. Maybe one or two, maybe. I think Baker Mayfield's honestly got the best chance to have a good career just because he's accurate and he doesn't turn it over as much. And, but, you know, we'll see what happens. Maybe the other guys have a chip on their shoulder now. I mean, Josh Rosen definitely has a chip on his shoulder now. But, yeah, so Josh Allen, the Bills. I get that they think they had to make a move. I'm pretty sure Nathan Peterman was like a second-round pick last year. Maybe like a third. But, I mean, granted, he threw 5 interceptions in 1 half, so he probably is destined to a role as a backup now because of that 1 half of football. It's crazy. You can play your whole career, whole life through college and high school, you have 1 bad half in your first game, and you're probably going to be a backup. But that's why you get paid the big bucks. It's high stakes. So after Josh Allen, you got my Chicago Bears. Super, super happy with the pick. I thought we got great value. I think he honestly was like top 3 as far as talent in this draft. Granted, he's not like a Hulk type dude like Ray Lewis or Brian Urlacher. You know, he's a little shorter. He's like 6'1 and something, like 230. You know, maybe he'll put on more weight, but, I mean, granted, if you're cut at 6'1 and you're 230, you've kind of put on a lot of the weight you're going to be able to put on that frame, in my opinion. But, you know, I don't think, you know, yeah, he'll definitely want to try to put on size if he can, but I don't know. I watched the most highlight film of this guy of any of the first picks, but I also watched some of his combine stuff, and if you really watch him, you're like, the way this dude, like, cuts in and out of his breaks, like, his hips move so fluidly, it's kind of shocking. Like, he moves really, really well, and then when you go and watch the film, it makes sense, because he just kind of bobs and weaves through, you know, the blockers and makes these plays that he shouldn't be able to make. And it's like, he's just like a phenomenal tackler. Phenomenal. If he gets near you, if he's within 5 feet of you, you're getting tackled. You know, it might be more than 5 feet. So, you know, I think the Bears had a decent defense last year. And I actually went into the draft liking Quentin Nelson the best as a player. But honestly, I've just just thought they needed a linebacker, man. I mean, they got some decent defensive linemen now. You know, they signed Kyle Fuller to way too much money, let's be honest. You know, I don't think it was like an insane amount of money, but I definitely think he got more than he deserves. I mean, we'll see. I mean, they kind of had to. It's like you cannot let this guy go to the Packers and have a good rest of his career. So, you know, whether that was just the Packers trying to stick it to us. I mean, they wouldn't have signed him to the tender sheet if they didn't want him. So, and anyways, you know, I think the Bears' defense is okay. And now that they got an actual linebacker, like a young linebacker, and I actually really like Danny Trevathan, and he's actually pretty young. He's like 26. And so, you know, I think he'll be around for a little while, but he has problems staying on the field. You know, whether that's, he's never been a cheap shot guy. He had that one cheap shot, so that's kind of an anomaly. But he kind of gets hurt a lot, man. And so, you know, I think this guy might be the piece of the Bears defense they really need. Because, like, let's keep it honest, man. Sam Acho, great guy, but he is just mild and mediocre as hell as a football player. And Nick Kukowski is a backup, should be a backup. He is a backup, should not be your starting linebacker on an NFL team. He's just not good enough. Bottom line, he's just not good enough. And so if your linebacker play is subpar, you know, plus we had, what's his nuts, freaking, the guy who got popped for steroids multiple times, you know, you can't count on him, obviously. He was getting a little older, but he played good when he was on the field. So that kind of, you know, sucks, but whatever. We had to do this. We had to get a linebacker. I'm happy about the pick. it was not only a position of need for them. I think he was the best player on the board by far. And so I'm really happy with that draft pick. Let's see, who got picked after Roquan? Oh, Mike McGlinty. Yeah, I don't know, dude. I don't know what the 49ers are thinking. I did hear something that the 49ers did not expect the Bears to draft Roquan Smith, and that was their plan, is they were going to draft him with Reuben Foster apparently, allegedly, beating up his girlfriend pretty badly from what I heard. But, yeah, so they ended up taking Mike McGlinty, the tackle. A little bit surprised in just in the fact, you know, I didn't even see him on a lot of mock drafts. And the ones I did see him on, he was in the 20s or the later 20s. But, you know, I mean, you just signed, man, I got to keep going back to these ridiculous contracts for quarterbacks that don't deserve them, man. I mean, it's so crazy. The guy won 5 games unexceptionally. You know, I mean, he dink and dunked it the whole way. And it was, you know, it's just not super impressive to me. I think it's just another example of NFL trying to push a pretty face. You know, they want one of their charter franchises to look good. So the 49ers took McGlinty to protect our boy Garoppolo. And, I mean, I get it. Maybe they took him a little high. I don't know, to be totally honest with you. I didn't watch much McGlinty football. But, you know, if you need an offensive lineman, you need an offensive lineman. That's kind of the bottom line. So, you know, I guess, and I think there's other players probably better available, but, you know, they did what they thought they had to do. So, I'll digress. Get to their NFC West rival, the Arizona Cardinals. I think they traded with the Raiders, maybe? You know, I'm not sure exactly who they traded up with to get Josh Rosen. But, you know, I know UCLA was really bad. And they were really bad when he wasn't on the field. So, you know, maybe he's an okay player. We're going to find out. Super chippy. It seems kind of like the Aaron Rodgers situation, but, you know, Aaron had to wait a lot longer, and I thought he handled it better. I mean, I don't know, man. Maybe it's just me, but I thought Rosen, it's like, dude, you're the 10th pick in the draft. Relax. And he's like, what'd you wait, like an hour, maybe? Talking about nine teams made a mistake. It's like, did the Bears make a mistake? Drafting Trubisky last year and not taking you this year with the 8th pick? So he's probably just you know, in the heat of the moment, didn't really realize the fallacy of what he was saying. But, you know, I've heard a lot of people say he's the most pro-ready quarterback. I watched some film. I mean, I liked it. You know, I think him and, to me, Sam Darnold and him are kind of in the same spot. I kind of have similar career projections for both of them. But, you know, I don't know. I mean, he said he's going to win the Super Bowl, and he's going to make everyone pay for what they did. And it just, you know, it was his snarky, like, entitled attitude definitely reminded me of Jay Cutler, which made me so happy that Jay Cutler's not on my team anymore. I get to be excited about that every year, and I will be for probably the next 5 years, because that was such a dark time, and absolutely the darkest time in my football watching life, you know. But, I mean, we'll see. They moved. I don't know. I don't think they traded much to get up there, honestly. I think it was like a third or a fourth round pick to move up a couple spots. So in that regard, it's a great move. But, yeah, I mean, I think they feel like they found their quarterback. Sam Bradford, that's a joke of a deal anyways. I mean, the guy has, I don't even know if he's been healthy for one season in his whole career, and he's still getting big money deals. But, you know, kind of the Cardinals are where quarterbacks go to die right now, you know, the last few years. But then again, if you watch the Cardinals with these quarterbacks, you got to say, well, they do go there and have some of the best years of their career. You know, Kurt Warner, Carson Palmer. So, you know, we'll see. Maybe Sam Bradford will have a resurgence, and Rosen will get to sit for a little while. I don't see that happening. I see Sam getting hurt immediately and Josh Rosen playing immediately. So, you know, if they get their guy, that's cool. Happy for him. But, you know, we'll have to wait and see before we truly do. Oh, sorry, my thing's loading. Oh, Minka Fitzpatrick, I think that's how you say it. The Dolphins. Yeah, they're probably super excited about this pick. I mean, I think everyone had this dude going top 10. Really good, hard-hitting, powerful football player. Yeah, so I mean, I don't, was he a safety, I believe? Yeah, I'm pretty sure he's a safety, not a corner. Yeah, I don't know why they got rid of Vontae Davis. I thought that was a bad move. I don't know where Vontae's playing right now. I don't think he's on the Colts. Is he on the Colts? I'm not sure. But, yeah, so they, I think they got a deal in Minka. Who else? Vita V. I don't know why. I mean, I really can't, I'll try to articulate it a little bit. I think he's going to be good. I think he's going to be really good. He reminds me of Haloti Ngata. Haloti Ngata was a friggin' beast in his prime. And I don't know, man. You know, there are just some of these D tackles that they just, like, cause havoc, man. And it's kind of like Tommy Harris. Like, he's not the biggest dude, but he just, like, disrupts everything. So that's kind of my one of my picks for, you know, really good rookies this year would be Vita V. I don't know how to pronounce his full name because it's pretty long. Daron Payne, gonna be honest, did not watch any Daron Payne film. I don't watch Redskins football, so, you know, I don't know, they took him high as hell, so he better be good. I know he's friggin' huge, so we'll see what happens with that. Marcus Davenport, what the hell, man? I mean, I'm sure he's going to be a good player, but two first-round picks for a defensive end. I mean, I don't think any – I mean, dude, it's one thing if you were going to draft, like,
and Dominican Sue for two first-round picks are, like, you know, a generational talent. But, man, I mean, I don't think many people had this dude in the... I don't think anybody had him even in the top 10. And you moved up... I mean, granted, they had to move up, like... I think they had, like, the 27th pick. Yeah, because they were in the NFC Championship. Yeah, they, or no, they weren't in the NFC Championship. But, they're in the playoffs, at least. Yeah, I mean, I don't know, man. I mean, if he's going to be really good, it'll be worth it. You know, if this helps them get another Super Bowl this year, it's totally worth it. But here's the other part of it that's a little perplexing to me is, like, all right, maybe you don't want to draft Drew Brees' heir apparent this year. But what about next year? You just traded your first-round pick next year. When you have a 39 year old, he'll probably be a 39 by the time they get to him next year. And you gave up next year's first round pick, which you don't know how good you're going to be this year. You think you're going to be good, but you really don't know. And you traded it. So you're basically not getting a first round quarterback next year, no matter what. And I don't know, man. I just totally think they overpaid for the dude. I mean, I hope for their sake that he's going to be a really good player, but plus he didn't go to the biggest school in the either, man. So, what, do you go to UT San Antonio? Yeah, man, you guys are fucking rolling the dice, dude. But whatever. I'm not a GM. Colton Miller, UCLA, offensive tackle. Did not watch much Colton Miller, let's be honest with each other. But, you know, you got to protect... Protect that quarterback. He signed a big money deal a couple years ago. And you got to protect him. So, you know, I understand the logic. They got a new coach in. They need to make that happen. Tremaine Edmonds. I actually like this dude. You know, I watched some film on him versus Roquan because, I really wanted the Bears to get themselves a good linebacker that'll be around for a while. And this guy's a little bigger. He's more of a physical specimen, but, I just thought Roquan was better. I thought he made more plays. I thought he was, like, more fluid in his movements. I thought he was a better tackler. I'm pretty sure he was 19 years old when he got drafted, which is fucking bananas. Actually, it's Redskins, right? Yeah. Oh, no. Buffalo. Yeah, so... Dang. How many picks does Buffalo have? All right, well, you know, good for them, man. They're trying to rebuild this thing, so... they kind of took two guys with a high upside, low floors. Hate to say it like that, but it's kind of the truth. But, yeah, I would have been fine with the Bears drafting this kid, so I think they got a good pick. And they got it a lot later in the draft than the Bears got Roquan. So, see, Derwin James, what a deal, man. They thought that dude was going top. They thought he was going to the Bucks until they moved back before the Bears at number 7. So, yeah, man, they're probably, Chargers are super excited. He kind of looks like Antonio Cromartie, which is kind of funny. But, yeah, all right. Well, sorry, guys, if I miss your team, I apologize, but due to some time issues, and let's be honest, the rest of these picks aren't sexy. I'll hit on some quick ones. Leighton Vander Esch is the middle linebacker from Blue Mountain State. That's just the way it is. Lamar Jackson, Robert Griffin III knows he's getting cut. Or Joe Flacco knows he's getting... Dude, Joe Flacco is so overpaid, it's ridiculous. Two running backs went before Darius Geis, which I don't think anyone expected. And, hey, I hate the Packers, so Yari Alexander, you are now my enemy. All right, guys, that's it for today. I will see you guys later. Have a good one.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.